Phete.
We are very much worried that should the government not speed up this process, there will be a situation that happened in November when people did not get paid on time. But we are confident that the two business rescue practitioners will make sure that the monies are given. We have to put the pressure on government because we cannot afford not to have SAA.
The ANC says the discussion on state-owned enterprises will top the agenda of its National Executive Committee meeting at the St. George Hotel in Irene, Pretoria this weekend. Eskom's failure to keep the lights on has resulted in the power utility's board chairperson Jabu Mabuza's resignation last week. Professor Malakhapuru Makgoba has been appointed as interim chairperson of the Eskom board. The Proteas South Primary School in Soweto has been damaged by fire this morning. This is the second school damaged by fire in Gauteng in the last 2 days. Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi.
These are the kind of things that are taking us backward. When we have to place learners and we've got shortage of classrooms and other people decide to burn a school, and it's really, really discouraging. You can't, when you are looking for a school, what you have. We are thinking that if you burn a school, then we'll get a new school. It doesn't work that way.
Higher Education and Training Minister Bladen Zimande says NASFIS has approved over 430,000 applications for the 2020 academic year. He says those that haven't secured a space will be referred to the Central Applications Clearinghouse for assistance. And Zimande was briefing the media in Pretoria yesterday.
NASFIS has received a record-breaking number of applications by the closing date of November 30, 2019. More than 543,268 first-time ever applications. The year before it was 428,929, which means the applications are up by 26%.
And finally, a global study has found that sepsis is one of the biggest causes of deaths worldwide, which is more than double previous estimates. It found that in 2017, 11 million people died from the infection, making sepsis a bigger killer than cancer. Here's the BBC's James Gallagher with the story.
Sepsis is also known as the hidden killer and is caused by the immune system going into overdrive. Instead of just fighting an infection, it starts attacking other parts of the body too. This analysis of data from 195 countries shows one in five deaths around the world are caused by the condition. Most are in poor or middle-income countries. Sepsis, which is also known as blood poisoning, disproportionately affects children. It can be treated, but only if it's diagnosed early.
The top story at 10, the National Transport Movement says SAA is at severe financial risk and urgently needs the additional 2 billion rand bailout promised by government. For 5 News, I'm Erin Fox.
Ha ha ha!